AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Regulators have seized First Republic Bank deposits and most assets sold to JP Morgan Chase. It's the second largest bank failure in U.S. history.
You're never going to have no bank failure. So this.
But JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon says that's how the system is supposed to work.
All in all, okay, and hopefully this mini bank crisis is over.
Rita Foley has more.
We've been talking with the experts, and they say there's no need for concern if your money is in a bank insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation and you have less than $250,000 there. If the bank fails, you'll get your money back. Nearly all banks are FDIC insured. How do you know if yours is? Look for the FDIC logo at the bank teller windows or on the entrance to your bank branch. I'm Rita Foley.
The FDIC is recommending its policy of insuring only up to $250,000 in deposits be re-examined. Meantime, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has told Congress the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. President Biden has invited congressional leaders to the White House to discuss the matter next week. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill making it a felony for healthcare workers to provide children with gender-affirming medical treatments, such as puberty-blocking drugs and hormones. Oklahoma joins at least 15 other states with such laws. In southern Illinois, a highway nightmare, a windstorm kicked up blinding clouds of dust, leading to deadly pileups, at least six killed. State Police Major Ryan Stark.
40 to 60 passenger cars were involved.
In multiple tractor trailers.
This includes two truck tractor semi-trailers that caught fire.
That sound from WICS-TV. And a search in Oklahoma for two missing teens has turned up seven bodies. No IDs yet, but the search has ended. This is AP News. The columnist who says she was raped by Donald Trump told a jury today many in her generation didn't report sexual assaults.
Another day at a federal courthouse in New York for magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll.
Millions of women.
Thank you.
So many women.
Under cross-examination by Trump attorney Joe Tacopina, Carroll said she didn't follow her own advice to her readers that they report sexual attacks to police. She says the incident happened in a New York department store's dressing room two decades ago. The 79-year-old told the jury that she's a member of the silent generation, conditioned to keep her chin up and not to complain. Carroll also testified she was ashamed at the time of what she alleges. Former President Trump denies the allegations in the federal civil suit. I'm Norman Hall.
And a Florida ethics board has dismissed a complaint from Trump allies alleging Governor Ron DeSantis has violated campaign finance laws with a shadow run for the White House. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.